Hello and welcome to Covenant Grove's daily audio devotionals. In this series, we will be reading in the book of Matthew, which is a part of the Synoptic Gospels. The Synoptic Gospels refers to the books of Matthew, Mark, and Luke, which means that these Gospels contain many of the same stories, and that those stories are sometimes even presented in the same sequence within each of the three different books. The book of Matthew itself was written towards a more Jewish audience to convince them that Jesus was the Messiah promised to them in the Old Testament. It is believed that this book was written 80 to 90 AD. Now, AD stands for Anno Domini, which is Latin for in the year of the Lord, indicating a year after the estimated birth of Jesus Christ, which essentially, it means, after Christ, when referring to a date on the calendar. Nowadays, some more non-religious scholars do use the abbreviation CE, that stands for the phrase Common Era. But both CE and AD refer to the same years in the Gregorian calendar, which is the most widely used calendar today. So let us open our Bibles to the book of Matthew chapter 11. With today's reading, we will be starting in verse 20 and will be ending this chapter on verse 30. I'll be using the New Living Translation, but you're welcome to follow along in the version of the Bible that you're most comfortable with. Now, starting in verse 20. Then Jesus began to denounce the towns where he had done so many of his miracles, because they hadn't repented of their sins and turned to God. What sorrow awaits you, Chorazin and Bethsaida? For if the miracles I did in you had been done in wicked Tyre and Sidon, their people would have repented of their sins long ago, clothing themselves in burlap and throwing ashes on their heads to show their remorse. I tell you, Tyre and Sidon will be better off on judgment day than you. And you people of Capernaum, will you be honored in heaven? No, you will go down to the place of the dead. For if the miracles I did for you had been done in wicked Sodom, it would still be here today. I tell you, even Sodom will be better off on judgment day than you. At that time Jesus prayed this prayer. O Father, Lord of heaven and earth, thank you for hiding these things from those who think themselves wise and clever, and for revealing them to the childlike. Yes, Father, it pleased you to do it this way. My Father has entrusted everything to me. No one truly knows the Son except the Father, and no one truly knows the Father except the Son and those to whom the Son chooses to reveal him. Then Jesus said, Come to me, all of you who are weary and carry heavy burdens, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you. Let me teach you, because I am humble and gentle at heart, and you will find rest for your souls. For my yoke is easy to bear, and the burden I give you is light. Once again, that was the Gospel according to Matthew chapter 11 verses 20 through 30 in the New Living Translation. Let's discuss and explore the verses in Matthew we just read a little more in depth. Jesus started this mini-speech by lamenting the lack of faith in Capernaum, Chorazin, and Bethsaida, the towns where he did most of his work, teaching, and healing. They saw but would not believe. God has revealed himself to everyone. In creation, in love, in the whisper of the heart, in conscience, in the work of the Holy Spirit. Jesus has revealed the Father. He is the full revelation of God. There is so much of God for every person to see, why will they not believe? Part of the blindness comes from the burdens we bear, years of pain, hurt, and sin have blinded our hearts to the true love of God. Jesus offers an invitation, quote, I will give you rest, end quote. This is what we all want. His rest is what we truly need. This rest eludes us because we spend so much time protecting our self-image and reputation to ourselves and others, rather than resting in his acceptance of who we are. We are tired because we spend every ounce of energy trying to please others and ourselves, giving God the leftovers. Sometimes we think we need to carry a heavy burden to earn God's love. Other times we think the commands and or the yoke of Christ are, quote, heavy, end quote, and impossible. Jesus made it clear. His burden is light because he lives in us and strengthens us, and he expects us to carry it. It is only when we accept his burden that we finally experience the deeply needed rest. Here are some thoughts to meditate on during your personal prayer time and for the rest of your day. What are the burdens you are carrying that Christ wants you to lay down? What does it mean for you to take his burden upon you? We're so grateful that you joined us for our daily audio devotionals, and we hope this was a great encouragement to all our listeners out there. Make sure to follow along with us on Monday through Friday for more enriching insights, discussions, and soul-searching introspections of these sacred biblical writings. May you all be blessed in the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.